We're talking with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're at the Tulsa State Fair, and just down the way, about 50 feet or so from your beef tent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a building that's a tent.
That's right. It is. It's we've been here for many years, involved in the Tulsa State Fair. It's a great opportunity for us to promote beef. It's a great opportunity for us to communicate with our members as well, because a lot of our members will have kids showing cattle or in the open shows and so forth, so it's a great opportunity for that. But our chief mission is to reach out to that consumer, give them a great-tasting beef product. This year we've stepped up our social media presence. We've got some little activities that we're doing in that, and we're starting to see a little bit of a digital presence on Twitter and Facebook and so forth. And, of course, we're trying to do that to drive people to the tent, but we're also just trying to do it to promote beef. Oklahoma cattle producers. I tell you, Ron, one of the things that makes this thing so successful is all of our labor is our cattlemen and cattlewomen from across the state of Oklahoma. We work with our county affiliates. For instance, today is Rogers County. Yesterday was Muskogee. We've had Okmulgee County. We'll have quite a few of our different county cattlemen's groups will come through. So the guys back in the back flipping the steaks, the ladies out front serving, they're all cattlemen and cattlewomen, and that just really puts a special touch to it.
And obviously that keeps your cost to where you've got a chance to make some money.
That's right. It does. It helps us earn a little revenue, which helps the association in the long run. And it's a nice revenue generator for us. It's certainly not one of our major ones, but it's nice. But boy, just to be able to communicate with our members and then do things like this year where we're promoting the checkoff, the state checkoff, as well as state question 777 gives us an opportunity to do that. Now, next year, we're really fortunate. We've got two beef tents before the vote in November for state question 777. So next year is when we'll really gear up and do some really cool, we're still kind of brainstorming what we're going to do there, but really promotional cool things to promote 777 next year.
Now, every one of your ribeye steaks, sandwiches are wrapped in 777.
That's right. We thought about that and thought, hey, here's a great way to do that. Every year we wrap it in beef. It's what's for dinner wrapping, and it's just a way to present the sandwich out the door, if you will, and maintain sanitary and so forth. But then we thought, you know what, let's put that 777 logo on there. And so we ordered 40,000 wrappers. So we'll do it. We're hoping to do about 20,000 sandwiches on average a year. So, and we're well on the way to that this year. And so we'll do that again next year. And if we need to order some more, we'll do that as well. But it's just a great way to promote that.
As we speak, you've got three more full days, and they're, you know, affect weekend days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it should be a great wrap-up for you.
It really should. I tell you, the weather for this fair has been almost picture-perfect. You just almost couldn't ask for it to be any better in terms of the weather, so that's really benefited us. And then, as you said, this next weekend, we'll get the big weekend crowd. We'll get the Junior Heifer Show crowd. We've got two rodeos, a couple of concerts that are pretty big. So, and it looks like the weather is going to hold out and we're going to rain tonight or rain maybe a little bit during the night, but during the day it's supposed to be cooler and nice. Cool weather, boy, just brings folks out. So we're gearing up for a big, big weekend. We're sure hopeful, you bet.
Now, beyond the 11th of October, when you wrap up here, you've got a busy fall, and you're really starting to talk about both 777, but especially about trying to get signatures for a referendum on a secondary state beef checkoff.
That's correct. We've got some big activities this fall, our fall gatherings that we'll have across the state. In addition, a lot of our county meetings, county affiliates will be meeting this fall for their fall banquets or fall annual meetings or whatever is particular to their county. And so in addition, just some regular county cattle producer type meetings, regional meetings, we'll be hoping to have a presence at all of those in order to really promote the idea of the state checkoff and do that petition drive. It's been very successful so far, Ron. We've had some great questions in terms of where's the money going to go, and when we talk about it's going to be controlled by Oklahomans, when we talk about it's totally refundable if you're not pleased with the strategies. Boy, we've just had extreme acceptance and a lot of support for that. Now, we've got a long way to go. We've got to get 5,500 signatures, and that's a big mountain, but we think we can get it done. We're going to work hard to do that this fall.
Now, you've got not just the cattlemen doing this, but you've got your general farm organizations. Auction barns are helping some as well, right?
That's right. We've got all the general farm organizations are helping us as well. The livestock markets are helping us as well. We've even got the junior cattlemen helping us, because what's really neat about this is there's no age limitation to this. If you sell cattle, in other words, if you pay the checkoff, then you're eligible to sign the petition and you're eligible to vote. And so here we are at Tulsa State Fair, you know, getting ready for the Junior Heifer Show. A lot of these kids coming in. they're cattle producers. They may not be on the size and scale as maybe the average Oklahoma cow producer, but they still are. And so they have an opportunity. And I think that's really cool because, as I remember personally, when I was a senior in high school, it's when I voted for that first checkoff back in 1988. And so, you know, I talk to my own kids, and they talk about how cool it is to be able to participate and vote. That's a really neat deal. So juniors are certainly active as well.
A little bit of citizenship along with the getting a checkoff.
That's exactly right. And it's important because, and if you think about it, they're the ones who are going to be producing beef 20 years from now. And so it's important that they get involved. And a lot of them have said, you know, I think this is really neat. I want to be involved and I want to put my signature and then I want to be able to vote as well. So it's a really neat deal.